Welcome to The Thoughtful Spot.
I'm your host, Terry Hester.
In Romans 12:2, Paul says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And in Philippians 4:8, he says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Our thoughts matter to God. They affect the way we live, love, worship, and serve. This podcast is for women, wherever they are on their Christian journey, who are thoughtfully seeking God's transforming power, who are striving to live as Christ wants them to every day, and who want other Christian women to walk with them through life. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about the importance of staying anchored in the Word of God. In the 27th chapter of Acts, we are told that Paul, along with several other prisoners, was placed on a ship headed for Rome. After several days of slow sailing, the weather changed abruptly. A light breeze quickly turned to gale-force winds, and then strengthened to a wind of typhoon strength. The storm continued for many days, and the crew and passengers of the ship were filled with fear, except for Paul. An angel had appeared to Paul one night, offering words of assurance from God that they would all survive and arrive safely in Rome. Paul confidently shared the message with the ship's crew, telling them that things were going to be rough and the ship would eventually go down, but everyone on board would be okay. But the storm continued, and as the ship grew closer to land, the sailors were again filled with fear. Here are a few verses from Scripture. "At this rate, they were afraid we would soon be driven against the rocks along the shore. So they threw out four anchors from the back of the ship and prayed for daylight. Then the sailors tried to abandon the ship. They lowered the lifeboat as though they were going to put out anchors from the front of the ship. But Paul said to the commanding officer and the soldiers, 'You will all die unless the sailors stay aboard.' So the soldiers cut the ropes to the lifeboat and let it drift away." That's from Acts 27, verses 29 through 32, NLT version. In the morning, the ship made its way toward the land. It ran aground too soon and began to break apart, but everyone aboard either swam or floated on debris and made it safely ashore. Paul knew that the sailors needed to stay with the boat and trust the anchors to keep them away from danger while they waited out the long and difficult night. How could he be so sure? Paul's confidence came from his trust in an even greater anchor. He was anchored by the words of God, sent to him through an angel. Paul knew that the words and the sender could always be trusted. We have been, and continue to be, living through some very challenging times, and many of you may feel like you are adrift at sea, facing a long and stormy night. You may feel like the winds are going to overtake you, the waves are going to wash you away, or that your ship is breaking apart as it crashes against the turmoil you are facing daily. It's time to drop anchor and trust that anchor to keep you safely afloat until the morning comes again. Where can you find an anchor you can trust? In the Word of God. In Romans 15:4, Paul wrote, "Such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled." And in Hebrews 6:19, we read, "This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls." Scripture is filled with promises and words of hope and assurance that can anchor us in difficult times. Many of you may have special Bible verses that bring you strength, comfort, hope, assurance, or courage. You may have memorized them so that when things are tough, you can call on just the right verse to keep you securely anchored during whatever storm you're facing. Here are a few that I find especially relevant right now. Philippians 4:13, Isaiah 40:31, Isaiah 41:10, Joshua 1:9, Romans 8:35-39, and Psalm 28:7. I'll list them in the show notes.
I hope you will take the time to look them up. What are your anchor verses? Are they holding you in place during your storms? If you don't have any verses to anchor you right now, ask a friend what some of her favorite verses are, or search for verses related to what you're going through. Google is great for this. Yes, we are in the midst of some serious storms. Let's be anchored in the Word of God as we face these storms together. Your Word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. That's from Psalm 119, verse 105, again in the NLT translation. Let's live life thoughtfully as women who can boldly face each day because we are anchored in God's Word and in His love. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and tell your friends about it. The Thoughtful Spot can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you are listening now. Links to my website and my Facebook page can be found in the show notes. There you will also find the scripture references from today's episode. The podcast theme music was written and recorded by Jared Hester.